I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. I'm size still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. But not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Again, here we are. This is another episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is episode 18. This is a special episode. This is Rank'em episode series. This is a brand new little thing, little wrinkle that we want to throw into the process of the podcast. It is the Rank Them series. So we will use this series. So for example, what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be ranking receivers. And the receivers on this game, surprise, surprise, game day graphic. Here we are again for the third episode in a row using a game day graphic. Shout out to them. Episode 18, rank these receivers. The receivers we'll be using is AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuels, DK Metcalf. So it seems like we're doing young wide receivers. Rank these series. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be using this rank these series to do different things like rank these quarterbacks, rank these running backs, rank these wide receiver duos, rank these triplets, rank these teams, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we could even take it into like rank these WWE champions, rank these, you know what I mean? Wherever, however, whenever we can do it, we're going to do it. So, and we will, like I said, we will create our own graphics off of this. So shout out to Game Day and their graphics. Their graphics are always super clutch. So you guys go follow them where you can find them. I need to go follow them where I can find them as well. I don't know if they have a podcast. I don't know if they have a YouTube channel, Facebook channel, Rumble channel. If they don't have a Rumble channel, they should get on Rumble. Come follow us over there. We'll follow you guys. Let's collaborate. Let's work. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm reaching out. This is me reaching out. But anyways, let's get right into it. Like I said, we got a ad. And when we come back from that ad, no more ads. And we will jump right into rank these wide receivers. AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf. We will be right back. What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathens Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records artists D.I.G., J.B., Rilo, Tone G, and A2J, Chach with the Heat, a bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas. Heathens Haven open today, where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction. Come and have a beer. Come and have a drink. Come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathens Haven. Let's go. All right, guys, we're back, and that puts an end to the ads for now. That no more ads for now until the end of this episode when the regular true ad goes on and plays and does its thing. If you listen, you listen. If you don't, you don't. But if you do, I rock with you. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, like I said, let's get to business, right? I'm trying to record as many podcasts as I can because my baby should be here. And like, let me give y'all a little preface of what's been going on lately, right? Before we even get into anything, because like I said, not going to be too long of a podcast. So I could talk a little bit, waste a little bit of time, you know, little open air on the mic. Hold up, look. I'm just kidding. But like, okay, so my baby comes at this point, baby comes very soon. I think by the time you guys hear this, he will actually be here because at this very point that I'm recording this podcast, we're 3 weeks away. So by the time you guys do hear this podcast, he will be here. By this point, I believe he'll be a month old because I've been recording podcast content leading up to him getting here. That way, when he gets here, I could have a month, 2 months of not having to worry about, I gotta record 4 or 5 episodes. That way I can, you know, stay on pace. I'm going to have about 6-7 episodes that will be scheduled already That way I can have time to spend with the mother of my child, and I can have time to spend with my child because I want him, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait till he gets here. So that's first thing foremost. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited for him to get here. Can't wait for him to get here, see dad do his thing, rocking on the podcast, see dad here, listen to his music. You know what I'm saying? I'm just excited. You know, I'm excited. So, and like I said, shout out to Jackie. We got me and her are working on a podcast as we speak. We got that podcast coming soon. So you guys continue to look out. We got a lot of things coming. We got a politics podcast coming one day. You know what I'm saying? So you guys keep tuning in, keep rocking with us, keep following us, and we're just going to continue growing with your guys' support. You know what I'm saying? So enough talk about me. You guys don't want to hear no more, unless you do. I'm just kidding. Let's go. We're going to rank these receivers. Shout out my dog. She just, hold up. Okay. One more story before we go. My dog got bit by her sister. Bit her in the face. She was bleeding all night. We were, you know, watching her, checking on her, cleaning the cut, different things. But her face swelled up and, you know, she's doing better now. But it was a sad night because, you know, she was kind of like losing, like she was kind of passing out from the pain and stuff like that. So it was kind of rough to see it. I assume by the time you guys hear this, she's going to be perfectly fine. So don't worry about it. As I said, this isn't coming out for about probably like a month. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, but shout out to you guys because this is me talking to you guys a month ago and you guys are barely hearing it today. So this is a little message from the past. rank these receivers. Let's get into it, guys. We got A.J. Brown. We got Justin Jefferson. We got Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuel, and DK Metcalf. My favorite, so we'll start with, if I were to choose a receiver to start a franchise with, I'm not considering who their quarterbacks are. I'm not considering the organization they play with, their draft pick, nothing like that. I'm considering just purely the receiver, the prospect, the athlete, right? Do y'all want me to tell y'all like how tall each of them are, their measurements and stuff like that? We might as well, right? Make a little episode out of it. I'm gonna tell you this. First, off of first glance, my initial reaction, like if I had 5 seconds to make the pick and I couldn't think about it, I couldn't evaluate it like we are about to right now. I couldn't analyze it like we are about to right now. My first pick just off of snap of the finger would be DK because he is the most physically imposing. He is the stature-wise, he's the most impressive. Obviously, athletically, he brings the most to the table. So I would be inclined to choose DK Metcalf. So by the end of this episode, it'll be interesting to see where I fall and where I end up, right? So let's get into it. AJ Brown is, his measurements are, guys, actually, you know what? I don't know how this didn't come to me in the first 8 minutes of this episode. I don't know how I let this pass, you know what I mean? Pass us up. I don't know how I didn't remember this name. I'm officially adding somebody into this list. I feel it's appropriate. I feel like it's appropriate, and I don't know how they left him off this graphic. C.D. Lamb, the Dallas Cowboys receiver, number 88, C.D. Lamb. I'm going ahead, and I'm going to throw him into the mix. So now, instead of just talking about A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo, and D.K., we will be ranking top six. A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo, D.K., C.D. And I don't think that changes my opinion on who I would take just initially, even if he's, you know, the Cowboys number 88, whatever, whatever. I don't think I would falter from my position of taking the 6'4", 235-pound monster athlete freak wide receiver, you know what I mean, in DK Metcalf. I think I would go Metcalf regardless. But that being said, adding CD Lamb into there, let's jump into this because I'm excited to start talking about it. We are going to, like I said, talk about everybody's measurements. We are going to run down their stats from this past season. We're going to talk about The guys that have been there multiple seasons, we'll talk about their stats per season, stuff like that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And on the second half of this episode, we're going to go ahead and get into ranking them. So, guys, it'll be fun, it'll be cool, it'll be awesome. This is a 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, episode 18, the Rank Them episode, wide receivers, young wide receivers. Let's get right into it. AJ Brown, number 11 for the Tennessee Titans. Oh, I'm sorry, he's not with the Titans no more. He is with the Philadelphia Eagles now. He is 6'1", 226 pounds. Plays for the Eagles, 24 years old, went to Mississippi, Ole Miss. He was drafted, he was drafted second round, number 51 overall to the Titans, and he, I guess, for what it's worth, his Instagram, 1K always open if you guys want to go follow him. Second round, 51st overall to the Titans in the 2019 NFL Draft. Last year, he played 13 games. He averaged 8 yards a catch, 63 receptions, 869 yards, 5 touchdowns. That was his line last year. So, as you can see, a little bit of injuries. Let's go to the year before that, 23 years old. He played in 14 games, started 12 of them. 106 targets, 70 catches, 1,000 yards, and 11 touchdowns. So, good year. 2019, he played 16 games, started 11. He received 84 targets, 50 catches, 1,050 yards, and 8 touchdowns. So, good years to start off. 2,000-yard seasons, 8 touchdowns, 11 touchdowns, 100 targets. Year two. In year three, he got hurt, but that's a good start. He was selected to the Pro Bowl and first team AP All Pro. So that is AJ Brown. You guys let me know if you guys are team AJ Brown in the comments on Rumble, on Facebook, on Day One Vibes, wherever it is that you are listening. You guys let us know. AJ Brown, we are moving on to Justin Jefferson. As everybody knows, Justin Joshua Jefferson had a breakout season last year. You know, this dude played lights out. It was crazy. Doing the things that he did, he had 108 receptions, 1,600 yards, and 10 touchdowns last year. That's 100 catches, 1,600 yards, and 10 touchdowns in 17 games. That was last year. I jumped straight to his stats, but he's a wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, number 18. He's 6'1", 195 pounds. He is 22 years old, went to LSU, and he was drafted in the first round, number 22 overall, in the 2020 NFL Draft. Instagram, JJettas2. Justin Jefferson was a rookie last year, so he, I forgot to get Justin Jefferson's second year. That's okay, we'll just keep it moving. We'll keep it moving. Justin Jefferson, he was a two-time Pro Bowler, 2020 Rookie of the Year. Jamar Anthony Chase, wide receiver number one for the Cincinnati Bengals, 6'1", 200 pounds. As you can see, he's 5 pounds heavier than Justin Jefferson. Same build, though, more or less. He is 22 years old as well. Justin Jefferson, 22 in his second year. Jamar Chase, 22 in his first year. LSU, both LSU receivers in college. He was drafted number 5 in the first round of the 2020 NFL Draft. His Twitter is at Real10J, and his Instagram is LAHJ10. He is a one-time Pro Bowler, 2021 AP Offensive Rookie of the Year, 2021 Offensive Rookie of the Year, PFWA Offensive Rookie of the Year, and 2021 SN Rookie of the Year. I don't know exactly what those are, but I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? 2021, 17 games, 80 catches, 1,455 yards, and 13 touchdowns. So last year, Jamar actually caught for more yards and caught more balls than he did, but Jamar Chase scored more touchdowns. And as you know, if you followed the Bengals' miraculous season this year, you saw the connection between Burrow and Jamar Chase, leading me into a crazy hard decision going into next year's fantasy football season, but we'll talk about that. moving on to Deebo Samuel, Tyshawn Raekwon Samuel, his real name, position wide receiver number 19 for the right now, currently, for the San Francisco 49ers. He was drafted second round, 36th overall of the 2019 NFL draft. Instagram, 19 problems with a Z. He is 6 foot, 215 pounds. So he's a little shorter, a little more solid. He is 26 years old. So he's by far the oldest receiver that we've talked about up to this point. With DK Metcalf, AJ Brown being 24, Justin Jefferson being 22, Jamar Chase being 22, Deebo being 26. Deebo is a one-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro receiver. Last year, he played in 16 games. He caught 77 balls for 1,400 yards and 6 touchdowns, but he also added touchdowns on the ground, which I don't have those. Oh, actually, I do. I do. No, I don't. this is Deebo Samuel's. This year, as we said, he played in 16 games, started 15, 121 targets, 77 catches, 1,400 yards, and we said he had 6 touchdowns. Last year, he had 33 catches for 390 yards, and the year before that, he had 50 catches for 800 yards. So it really was a breakout season for Deebo Samuels this year, both through the air and on the ground. That was wild because, I mean, next we have DK Metcalf, DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf, position wide receiver number 14 for the Seattle Seahawks. He is 6'4", 235 pounds. This was my initial pick for if you were starting your franchise with one of these young receivers, who would you take? My initial pick was DK. I don't know if I will be swayed from that opinion throughout this episode. I don't know. Who knows? But he was my pick, and he might end up being my pick. But we will find out, right? He went to college at Ole Miss. He is 24 years old. He is AJ Brown's age. He has been in the league for three years now. Number 14, one-time Pro Bowler, Instagram DKM14. Drafted in the second round, number 64 overall of the 2019 NFL draft. Last year, he had 75 catches for 960 yards and 12 touchdowns. That 12 touchdowns with Russell Wilson, that was impressive. He was Russell Wilson's favorite target after Tyler Lockett. Last year, as we said, 960 yards, 12 touchdowns. Year before that, he had 129 targets. He's had 100 targets every year since he's been there. 75 catches last year, 83 catches the year before, 58 in his first year. 10 touchdowns last year. 12 touchdowns last year, 10 touchdowns the year before, 7 touchdowns in his first year. So as you can see, he's been very consistent. 100 targets. The only thing is, it looks like he has a small drop problem. He can drop the ball quite a bit. In his career, he has been targeted 358 times, and he has caught 216 balls. But you can imagine that there's been a lot of 50-50 balls, a lot of balls that he wasn't going to catch, but were just thrown up there because, hey, give him a chance. He's up there. You know what I'm saying? To see him play with Russell Wilson was fun. I hate that it didn't last longer, because now who's going to go play with DK Metcalf? Is he going to leave? Where would he go? Dallas is ready. Bring them on. Let's go. And on to our number six and last receiver that we are going to discuss is CeeDee Lamb, Sadarian Lamb, with wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, number 88. He is 6'2", 189 pounds, so the skinniest out of all of them, but he's got good size on him. Oof, man, CeeDee might make me... See, I knew CeeDee was going to be the one that was going to make me reconsider. Maybe some of it biased, but that 6'2", 190, he puts on more weight with the ready, 23 years old. You know, he's right smack in between everybody. Went to college at Oklahoma. High school in Foster, Texas. Drafted first round, number 17th overall of the 2020 NFL draft. Dez Bryant was also drafted number 17 by the Cowboys when he came in. His Instagram is CEE2X_. He is a one-time Pro Bowler. He made it in as an alternate. Last year, he played in 16 games. He caught 79 balls for 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's okay. He's been in the league for 2 years. As we said last year, he was targeted 120 times, 79 catches, 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. Year before, 111 targets, 74 catches, 935 yards, and 5 touchdowns. CeeDee has been slightly underwhelming. He's dealt with drop issues. He has also shown a lack of maturity on the field as far as like emotional outbursts, showing his disappointment all like with his body language and all over his face when things aren't going their way, kind of giving up in a certain way. I've been seeing, you know what I'm saying? People have seen that. People are wondering if he has what it takes to lead an entire NFL roster. So that plays a lot into it. DK as well. You know what I'm saying? If that's going to be the main thing, that makes me lean more towards Ja'Marr Chase, honestly. So Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf are really shaping out to be the three guys that I would end up choosing at the end. But we do have to choose one of them before the end of this first segment. That way we can get into the second segment being where we rank them 1 through 6, 1 through 5, and first one out. It is going to be a difficult decision. There is no wrong answer. There is no wrong answer. I mean, it's really just matter of opinion, matter of preference, matter of what you would do with your what you would do with your team if it was you that was making this decision, how you would want to build it, who you would want to build it around. So CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase, and I guess Justin Jefferson would be like a fourth one that I would consider, but not really, because I think out of those four, he's the one that I've seen the least out of. So it'd be hard for me to make that decision. The only thing that he has, I think, is he has the age. He's only 22 years old, but 1,600 yards, 100 catches, 10 touchdowns, that's monster. You know what I mean? I have to at least consider him. But that being said, it is coming down to making our decision. And my decision is between Ja'Marr Chase, DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb. If I'm starting my franchise, say I have like a, you know, say I have like an elite thrower of the football, like Russell Wilson. Say I have Russell Wilson at quarterback. Who am I starting my franchise with? Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf. CeeDee drops the ball, has immaturity, has shown signs of immaturity. Can he lead a team? This is who you're building your franchise around. DK Metcalf, same thing, has shown signs of immaturity. Had that whole little Twitter thing with Shannon Sharpe, and you know where he called him out of his name and stuff like that. That was pretty disrespectful. I wouldn't want that to be something that comes with the leader of my football team. Justin Jefferson. I think it's going to come down to Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase as the last two. And I think that being said, I'm going to go ahead and take 6'1", 200-pound Ja'Marr Anthony Chase, LSU product, 22 years old, rookie, one-time Pro Bowler, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Ja'Marr Chase, 81 catches, 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns. I would start personally only because I think Ja'Marr Chase has showed signs of, in a sense, poise. We haven't really seen him struggle, but when the team was struggling, he was still balling out. So that shows you something. But only because Ja'Marr Chase has a question mark by his leadership. So he's the only one that I know doesn't have an immaturity issue, him and Justin Jefferson. But at that point, it's just really who do you prefer at that point. And recency bias, all the year he had last year, the rookie year, you know, the Super Bowl run, him being a major, major key to that Super Bowl run, I'm going to go with Ja'Marr Chase. Realistically, I think if DK Metcalf grew up a little bit, if he was built into that leader of a franchise, all day, every day, it would be DK Metcalf. But that, and same thing with CD. If CD would have shown when Amari was out, or when Amari was there, that he was on his way for that, that he was on the way to taking that number one spot, taking that leadership position from Amari, which it wasn't even hard to do because Amari wasn't like this outspoken, like charismatic leader, you know what I mean? He was just about it. CD, like I said, he was out there throwing his hands up. He was out there dropping his head, putting his hands on his knees, like, this is over, blah, blah, blah. So I'll take the number five overall pick, the superstar wide receiver out of LSU. He's only going to get better. So my choice, Ja'Marr Chase. We're building around him. Let's go. Let's get it moving. Let's keep it moving forward. I feel like I might regret that. I feel like, oh, man, can I just have DK Metcalf my number one, Ja'Marr my number two, and CD my number three? Can I have that tandem of receivers? Okay, let's just end it there. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, I'm gonna have my two outside receivers, Ja'Marr and DK, and I'm gonna have CD in the middle. Okay, whatever, guys. It is what it is. So that being said, let's move on to our rank them segment. Let's move on to our rank them graphic from game day, where they so rudely forgot about CD. They did not put him on the graphic. But we have AJ Brown, we have Justin Jefferson, we have Ja'Marr Chase, who I chose as my, who I'm going to build around. I'm going to build my team around. Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf. Rank these receivers 1 through 5, first one out, and CD Lamb, I'm sorry. Rank these receivers 1 through 5, first one out, number 6. Let's start from number 6 and we'll go up. I'm going to start with AJ at number 6 only because missed a lot of time with injury. I'm not a fan of injured players. So AJ, that automatically puts him at number 6, first one out. Plus Philadelphia Eagles, number 6, AJ Brown. Then we are going to go Deebo Samuel, because again, he's been there the longest. He is the oldest. He had 1 year where he was solid running the football and through the air. So that was very impressive what you could possibly do with him. But he doesn't want to be a running back. He just wants to be a pure receiver. So that being said, he wouldn't allow me to utilize him in the way that I would want to. So number five, Deebo Samuel. Number 4, I would have to go with, oh man, this is tough, because do I go CD Lamb? Does CD Lamb drop all the way to number 4 just because of the immaturity issues? because DK Metcalf's size alone puts him probably in my top two. I'll put that right now. So I'm gonna put. So we'll go ahead and DK Metcalf is number two. Okay, I'm gonna rank him right now. Strictly because his size, his athleticism, and his potential, right? Or are we talking about right now, right now? Because if we're talking about right now, obviously Jamar and Justin Jefferson are one and like are gonna be like the top two. Or are we talking about potential? Who would you build your franchise around? How if is that how we're let's rank it like that, right? Let's rank it like that. Let's stick with the theme of the podcast and let's stick to rank them by most likely you are to start your organization with these receivers or the receiver that you would take to start your organization and then less likely, least likely, not likely. Okay, so least likely of me to start my franchise with AJ Brown, Deebo Samuel for the reasons that I explained. Number three. Four, my bad. Number four, again, we're stuck in here because CeeDee Lamb. I think I'm gonna go. I mean, but he's 6'2". He's taller than Justin Jefferson, and I would take the size. But Justin Jefferson can catch. He didn't have any drop problems, and that's the thing about CeeDee Lamb is he did show drop problems, and I would be very biased for putting CD any higher than number three. I'm sorry, CD. I love you. You're my favorite player right now, but CD Lamb number four. And then DK Metcalf strictly off of size. No, actually, I'm going to go Justin Jefferson there because I think he is the best player apart from my bias, apart from my preference for building a team around this person. I think he could end up being the best receiver out of this whole bunch. Or he could end up being a complete flop. So we can see not complete flop, but he can end up like, you know, veering off of his successful trajectory right now. So Justin Jefferson number three off of pure bias and pure preference. DK Metcalf number two, and the man, the dude in Cincinnati, the man who took me shoulders on his back to the fantasy football championship and finished the year for me, played all the way through every single game, didn't take a break. Jamar Anthony Chase number one for the Cincinnati Bengals. Rank these receivers. This episode has been fun, guys. It was 32 minutes of just talking young wide receivers, talking about how we would build our franchise around who and why we wouldn't around this guy, that guy, who. I appreciate you guys. This has been episode 18. Catch us next week. Next week. I don't know. It could be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So catch us on the next episode, on episode 19 of the... Wait. Yeah, it is. Catch us on episode 19 of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the show's about to finish, come on, get me through, right, you know what I'm saying, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. Guys, keep tuning in. Keep listening. We got content. The content is going to keep coming. The growth is going to keep on. We are going to keep doing what we're doing. And we are the most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. So everybody jump on Rumble. Come and listen to the next episode of 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. The 19th episode where we will dissect and discuss the Dallas Cowboys NFL football schedule heading into 2022. I appreciate you guys. I tip my cap for you guys coming in and listening. You don't have to do it. I appreciate you for doing it anyway. We will catch you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.